How's it going, guys? Difficult question for neuro for step one, internal medicine 2CK, 45-year-old man, 1 week history of mid back pain, gained 10 pounds over the past 6 months, vitals normal, x-ray shows compression fractures T4, T5, visual field testing. Patient A is normal, so you can see what is within the confines slash boundaries of the thick black lines is our normal visual field. And then for our patient B, it appears that we have bitemporal hemianopia because the lateral aspect of both visual fields is no longer within the confines of the thick black line. So this tells us that we have a pituitary lesion of some kind. This is the easy part of the question. Now let's just hop to the answers. Choice A, acromegaly, wrong fucking answer. Not outrageous. I mean, if you wanted to just state the possibility that we've got weight gain due to a growth hormone secreting tumor, it's not outrageous, but it doesn't cause compression fractures. I'll talk about the meaning of this as we move through the question, but acromegaly would be prognathism. They like joint pain due to growth of the joints, carpal tunnel syndrome, hypertension, enlarged heart. And for 2CK, those of you studying, you need to know that you're going to measure insulin-like growth factor 1, IGF-1, is the next best step in diagnosis, not growth hormone. Okay, growth hormone causes the liver to secrete IGF-1, and then the latter is going to cause the growth effects of tissues. Wrong fucking answer. Choice B, ACTH, correct answer, diagnosis, Cushing disease. And we've got osteoporosis of the vertebrae here. So if you think this question is very obscure, don't take it up with me. Take it up with the NBME exam because they give you a one-liner. They make it easier. They just say, dude has pituitary tumor, and he's got some weight gain and compression fractures of two vertebrae. Which hormone is secreted by the tumor? Students choose prolactin. It's fucking wrong. Doesn't cause osteoporosis. Answer is ACTH. Students are confused because they're like, but wait, we don't have other findings of Cushing's. Question doesn't need to tell you that there's purple striae, buffalo hump, moon facies. We've got weight gain. We've got osteoporosis here. I literally made on my YouTube 2 clips ago osteoporosis as a result of Cushing's glucocorticoid use. It's exceedingly high yield for eosinophilia, okay? And as I harped on in that other clip, I could have written the same fucking question here. And rather than saying compression fractures of T4, T5, I could have just said he's got hip pain for avascular necrosis. So let's just hop to the others. Choice C, aneurysmal bleed, wrong fucking answer. If we wanted to entertain the notion that this could be an ACOM or PCOM aneurysm, those are classically seen with hypertension, right? And also Ehlers-Danlos or autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease, although hypertension is way more common. Don't get pulled into nitpicky stuff. But these don't cause bitemporal hemianopia. You need to know a PCOM aneurysm can cause an ipsilateral blown pupil, an ipsilateral mydriasis. Choice C, wrong fucking answer. Choice D, pituitary apoplexy, wrong fucking answer. Not outrageous. Shows up once on one of the neuroforms for 2CK, CMS, Clinical Mastery Series forms. So in that question, they give you bitemporal hemianopia, and apoplexy of the pituitary is the only one that could be possible. All four of the other answers don't cause bitemporal hemianopia. So it's a diagnosis of exclusion. Pregnancy can cause it. Hypertension can cause it. As I said, I've only seen it once. And although we've got bitemporal hemianopia here clearly, it's not bleeding into the pituitary. It's not going to cause weight gain. It's not going to cause osteoporosis. Choice D, wrong fucking answer. Choice C, TSH, wrong fucking answer. Now, some of you are going to be very astute. You say, Mike, can't TSH lead to T3, T4 production, which can cause osteoporosis? Well, sure, there's a point and a half I could make. The half point is, could we Google hyperthyroidism, osteoporosis, and find some articles? The answer is probably yes, although I've never seen NBME go that route. It's not a classic hormone. Thyroid hormone is not classic for causing osteoporosis. The second, and this is the main point, is that if we had a TSH secreting tumor of the anterior pituitary, wouldn't we have weight loss, not weight gain? Because we'd have secondary hyperthyroidism as a result of the TSH secreting tumor, whereas weight loss or weight gain, if anything, would be hypothyroidism. Choice E, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. I'm going to make more content if you like my subscribing channel. And I appreciate your time. That's it.